what Angie's leads and Angie's ads right now.
Oh boy, how's that working out?
It worked out good in the beginning, but now it's kind of like fizzling down.
Yeah.
I'm getting a lot of junk calls.
Oh boy, I hear about that. Uh-huh. Especially in period time. But it's really strange during the slow period sometimes, you know, in certain months or what have you, they'll just shoot out leads, you know, and it's frustrating.
It's not even stuff I do.
Oh man. See
like
what
deck
I mean?
Maintenance and stuff like that. I'm not repairing decks. I got out of construction for a reason.
Wow.
Yeah, that's why I'm washing.
Wow. Oh, that's too bad.
Like
sorry
I said, I have Google My Business too.
Oh, good. Okay.
But I don't know why it keeps suspending because it's saying for verifications and I do everything it says and it suspends me.
Well, guess what? You're talking to the right people. We can fix everything for you. That's no problem. I believe Gail is on the line with us. Gail, are you there?
I am. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi, Earl.
Hi.
Thank you, Lulu.
You're welcome, hon.
How are you doing, Earl?
I'm doing okay.
Good. So I understand you and Lulu were talking about the first page position that we're filling out on Google today. So she sent you over to me. I'm the regional pricing director for your area. And so what I'll do, Earl, is I'll walk you through how everything works, answer any questions you have, get pricing for you. And then if the plan makes sense for you and it makes sense for us, we'll go ahead and get you set up on this listing today. Fair enough. All right. Awesome. Now, I know Lulu is pretty comprehensive when she explains things. Do you have any questions so far aside from the obvious pricing?
Do what now?
Do you have any questions? Oh, no, that's all right. Do you have any questions so far aside from pricing?
I need to know what the bottom line is of it.
You bet. Absolutely. So let me tell you what all we do so you know what goes on there. So one of the first things that we'll do is we'll close down the Edgewood area for the category of pressure washing. Being that this is an exclusive listing, we can only work with one company in a 50-mile radius. So what that'll mean for you is that in that 50-mile radius, we'll never be working with or promoting any of your competitors into the map section on the first page. So Earl and Sons, Pressure Washing is the only company that we're putting up there. And then we do all of the programming and the backlinking and all of the back-end things that need to be done so that Earl and Sons Pressure Washing shows up in the map section anytime anybody is searching for your services. Now, pressure washing is kind of a broad category. There are a lot of different types of, you know, areas you can clean and wash. So what I would do is I'm going to pull out things like, and you stop me if I don't get any of these wrong, but driveways, I would assume. You probably do, right?
Yeah, I do. I do driveways, sidewalks, patio, concrete patios, deck. I wash some decks. I don't fix them. I just wash them.
Okay.
Some patios, I do the outsides, not the interiors. That's mainly, you don't want warm water in there. They got furniture and stuff in there.
Yeah, darn it. I wish somebody could come in and pressure wash my floor in my kitchen. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
I wish it was
possible. I soft wash houses, I soft wash roofs. Sometimes I'll do gutter cleaning.
Okay. Great.
I've been doing Burger King pro bono, the sidewalk and the dumpster pad.
Okay.
I do clean that stuff. Anything with concrete, anything with stucco, anything soft wash or pressure washing. Vinyl fencing, fences, everything.
Okay, perfect. So what we'll do then is we'll use all of those as keywords. That way, anytime somebody searches for driveway cleaning or roof washing, you pop up right in the map, and then they just click and call you directly. So we don't filter or screen those calls at all. They all go directly to you, and, of course, not to your competitors. And we don't charge for them. So clicks, leads, calls, jobs, however many ways there are to name them, we don't charge for that. It's unlimited. Now, I was looking to see what you had for online presence, and Lulu had noted for me that you were having problems with your Google Business profile.
Yeah, right. Well, it's I have a website, and I have my own dominion and everything.
Okay,
but for
great.
Some reason, the two verifications through Google is just giving me a problem.
Okay.
Every time I fix it, they find something else they don't like, and they ban me again. I don't understand it.
Okay. Well, so that's something that we can get fixed. I'm not sure I'd have to have one of our techs dig into it, but we're very good at getting Google Business profiles back online again. It's probably something that's buried in there that you're just not seeing, would be my guess.
Well, they want me to videotape my house and my address and all because I work out of my house. I don't have a store or anything. And the problem they're having is I'm working from home.
Okay. Wow. Well, I wonder, no, interesting, because I would say 98% of the companies that we work with, so we specialize in working with blue-collar people in the trades, skilled workers like yourself, and most of them do work from their homes, and we set up and fix Google Business profiles for them all the time. So I don't think that's going to be a problem, at least the working from home part. So, yeah, I'm confident that that's something that we can get fixed for you for sure. And then now I tried to pull your website up, and it was, let me see.
It says 404 error.
Right. I was going to ask you if you knew that it was down.
Yeah, that's what they've been doing to me. They won't let me publish at all.
Oh, so this is a Google site, and that's what they're not pulling out. So
I own my own dominion.
Okay.
I went through Zell Business.
Okay.
Zed my business for my license and all.
Oh, okay.
And I got my domain. I got my domain through them, and I also bought a domain through Google. And it's like their verifications on that is just screwy. Every time I verify, something else comes up. I'm not even doing anything. I'm just going to work and doing work, and next thing I know, it's suspended again.
You're not out, tearing stuff up and wow, weird. Okay, well, and that should be no problem for us to get fixed either. I'm not a programmer, so I couldn't say what's wrong with it, but I do know that if you own the domain name, we'll be able to put your website on there. Now, actually, Earl, what I'm going to do for you, I'm going to throw in a website for you. Because you are having so much trouble and because you are a good fit for this listing, I don't know obviously what the contents of your current website are, but we'll build a website for you and we'll put it right back on that domain name that you already have. But we'll build it so that Google won't be able to refuse it, nor could anyone else. It'll be built Google compliant and optimized, and you'll have final say in what goes in and on the website, what you don't want on there, color, things like that. So it's not like we're just going to slap something up and call it a day. We'll make sure that you.
Yeah, because I wanted to.
Also.
I wanted to. I was gonna hire somebody to make me a website that my logo and everything matches for my company.
Sure. So you need a logo also.
Well, I have a logo that I pick, but it's nothing that I want. I just thought I'd just pick a logo just to put it in, thinking it was one of the violations I had. And it wasn't, gotcha. But I put one in there anyway, so.
Gotcha. Okay. No
problem.
I was
just trying to make it look a little bit more professional.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And so I'll put a note in here, too. We'll build the logo for you also. It's another one of those things we don't do for just everybody, but I would like to do that for you. And so our designer will give you several options that you can choose from or pick components from each. Say, well, I like this part of this one and put it together that way. So that's no problem. And then, let me see, what else did I see out here? I saw a link to, was it Thumbtack? That doesn't sound right. Maybe Angie's or HomeAdvisor.
I have HomeAdvisor's Angie's ads, and
okay.
I have Angie's lead.
Okay.
That's who's making me.
And how's it going for you?
Now I'm getting all junk calls.
Oh no.
I did 5 houses and I got 5-star reviews, but I just keep forgetting to put my reviews in. And I've been requesting reviews, but
wow.
It all didn't go through.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm glad we found each other. Certainly. So one of the things that we'll do too is we'll put a tool on your website to help you gather Google reviews. And the Google reviews carry more weight than an Angie's review does anyway because they get more exposure. So what will happen then is anytime somebody searches for roof washing, you're going to come up in the map, and then they're going to see your Google reviews sitting there. And that's typically where people stop. They see the Google reviews, even just a few, and go, okay, they're in the map. They've got some Google reviews. They're good. They tend to not even go look at the reviews. They just click and call you. So we do know that about 90% of people that search for a business or a service fit that 90% that's where they stop, is right in the map section. So that's going to get you better exposure there. So you are still on the Angie service. You're just getting crummy leads at this point.
Yeah, I'm still on there. I'm debating whether to take them off or not because, like I said, I'm getting all junk work and.
Right.
And half the stuff
right.
I'm getting, like the one call I got today was 105 miles away from my house. And I'm not
wow.
driving 105 miles in half way it is.
I didn't even get that job. Wow, that's a long ways out of your area for sure. My gosh. And I can't imagine it could have paid enough that would have justified you driving that far.
No.
Wow. Okay.
And I keep my prices right at the. I'm not cheap working, but I keep myself
sure.
pretty much competitive.
You bet. Well, and you shouldn't be the cheapest. That's about the last place
yeah.
that you want to be.
I charge right around $300 an hour.
Okay. Hey, I think that's reasonable. And in fact, I've been suggesting that people raise their rates lately because everything else has gone up. People are getting accustomed to paying a little bit more money for things. You know, you shouldn't have to give up, I don't know, grocery money so that, you know, people can keep the same prices that they had, you know, back in the 1900s when prices were lower.
Yes.
All right. So, Earl, so far, does this sound like something that is going to help you grow your business and bring in the business and clientele that you want?
I have no idea. I can just
okay.
go by what's being said.
Gotcha.
Well, like I said, all the stuff I've been doing so far, has mm-hmm. been working out somewhat, but then again, I'm paying a lot more out for junk stuff than I'm not even getting.
So, right.
And that's like I haven't even worked this whole week. I've been sitting around doing nothing all week.
Oh, wow.
And I should have had calls like crazy.
Wow. Well, and you know,
Since my Google shut down, I was doing really good up to that point. And then when that shut down, it was like everything stopped.
Okay.
Now it's
well,
like a little
then,
bit of here, a little bit there.
Sure. Well, and were you on First Page when you searched pressure washing in the Edgewood area?
No, I was about eight down.
Okay. Wow. So you were getting business even without being up there in the map section. So, okay.
Yeah, well, most of the work I've done when I go to a house, the next door neighbor sees me work and they see how good it is. And they say, hey, I want you to come over without Angie's and them.
Sure.
So I got a lot of calls that way.
Well, and you know, I've seen it time and again, being placed in the map section really does get your phone ringing, and that you were getting a fair pace of business before everything came down, it tells me that you're really going to do well on the First Page then, especially since you'll be able to catch those calls right in the moment that they're looking for your services.
My first week that that they were letting me have ads and everything and all go through, mm-hmm. I made $4,200 in the first week.
Wow. That's
so, I mean, and
crazy
I'm just
good.
One person.
Sure.
I'm just
sure.
one person. So, I mean, if I got the calls coming in, I answer every call. I answer every one.
Good. And that was going to be
unless
one
it's
of my
after
questions.
My business hours.
Wonderful. Okay. Perfect. Perfect. Well, you're going to be a great fit for this listing. I have to agree with Lulu 100%. So let me get some pricing for you here, and let's see what we can do. Now, are you using Facebook at all, Earl?
What's that?
Are you using Facebook at all?
No, my wife uses it to play video games on.
Okay.
Facebook.
No problem. All right, so let me, I'm going to pull up pricing here for you. So, pricing is on a flat monthly rate and never anything more. We don't even add taxes to it, but then of course there are no click fees, call fees, or lead fees. They're unlimited. And we work on a month-to-month basis, meaning we don't lock you into a contract. We really just don't believe in it. We feel that if we're doing our job, which is what we're here to do, then we have no need to lock you into a lengthy contract. I hope that's okay with you.
Yeah, I don't. Like I said, I don't know what I'm going to do with Angie's, and I'm thinking about canceling them because, like I said, if I'm spending more time at home, why do I need them?
Yeah, exactly. Well, and then lead fees for leads that aren't generating business for you just kind of doesn't work very well.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I've got to pull up retail first and get past that screen. And then I'm going to apply new in business credit for you. And I'll see if there are any others that I can find while I'm in here too. So let's see what we've got from Maryland. Let's see. So retail is coming up at $399 a month with a one-time $299 setup fee. And then let me get your credits in here and see where that lands us. Oh, well, let me double check that. That just doesn't quite look right. Okay, well, it's telling me that it is right. It took off more than I thought it would, so it kind of shocked me for a second there. Wanted to make sure I wasn't getting into trouble with something, but it is right, so we're good. So it brought your monthly down to $249, so it took $150 off there, and then on your setup fee, it took $200 off, took it down to $99. So the setup fee is a one-time only, and you'll never see or hear from it again. And then it's the flat $249 on a month-to-month basis. And, of course, we'll do all of that programming, get all of the data over to Google so that you're in the map section for all of your services. And we'll also get you out to all of the directories. So Yelp, Yahoo, MapQuest, Bing, up to about 60.
I just canceled Yelp.
Oh, did you? And you
know, I canceled them too because I got one call in almost 2 months.
Oh wow! Well, so we do the free listing for you, and that's all you need. So good that you got out from under a paid subscription. The paid subscriptions honestly just don't do a lot of good for most companies. The free one is all you need, just to kind of help your visibility and help us with some of the backlinking. So yeah, you won't have to pay for any of those. And then, so we send you out to about 60 different destinations. So that'll help a little bit too. And then, of course, we'll make your logo for you and we'll build, host, and manage or, maintain your website for you too. So as far as your website goes, we'll build it so that it's Google compliant and optimized. And of course, like I think I mentioned already, it'll be all about Earl and Son pressure washing, and not like the page on Angie's is just an advertising page within their site. This will be your own and on that domain that you've already got. And we can do updates to the website as well anytime you need them. If you have new photos you'd like us to put up there or you add or subtract services, all you have to do is let us know and we can make those changes. And of course we'll change that throughout all of your programming. If you change keywords or anything like that, if you add services, we'll change that throughout your programming. And we'll get that Google business profile back up and showing for you, of course, too. So this sounds to me, Earl, like it's going to really cover a lot of bases and help things, you know, get rolling for you again between getting that visibility in a great spot on Google, but then also having your website and everything else back up and online too, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Well, and this definitely works for us. You are a great fit for the listing. So let's go ahead and get you set up and get things rolling for you again.
How much was the total of it?
I'm
very limited.
No problem. So today would be $348. That's your first month at $249. And then the one-time $99 setup fee.
So that's what? Total was what?
$348
for all of it?
Yep, $348. And then the $99 is going to come off. So beginning next month and going forward, it'll just be that $249. Never anything more.
Okay. I'm a little bit tight on that, but I might be able to swing a little bit of that.
Okay.
Like I said, I haven't worked in a whole week. And the money I made the last month, I had to go buy supplies and keep myself going. So,
you know what I just realized, Earl? Let me look at something here. I keep forgetting it's October. For some reason, I'm stuck in September. We've got a code for October that...
My thing is getting ready to close down, too.
Oh, so, well, would you be maybe switching over to more commercial work, inside work for wintertime?
I'd like to get to do dumpster pads during the winter.
Oh, perfect.
Dumpster pads
okay.
And concrete cleaning. I mean, I don't want to sit still. I want to keep working.
Okay.
I don't ever want to sit still.
So we can key in on those if that's what's more likely to keep going throughout the winter. we can also key in on commercial work too. And that would, you know, commercial work, I would think, would have more interior works. You know, I'm thinking factory floors, production floors, things like that would, they would still need cleaning in the wintertime too, wouldn't they?
Who's that?
They would still need.
I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. Like production floors and like shop floors, they would still need cleaning done in the wintertime too, wouldn't they?
Oh, I don't know. I've never done anything inside of a building. I've always done everything outside. I don't want to do any indoor work. I want to do all outdoor because you have to have special licenses.
Do you really?
Yeah, well, you could do a lot more damage inside if they don't have proper drains and stuff like that.
Oh, interesting. Interesting. Okay. And while we were talking, I actually found another code for you here. It actually drops your monthly by another $50 on top of what we'd already gotten discounted for you. So that would actually bring your monthly down to $199. And then your setup fee would still be the $99. And then I should mention to you, too, you'll also be locked in at that rate. So it's not a promotional amount that's going to go up later on, even 5 years from now when you've got 10 trucks and 10 crews running all over the place for you. You'll still be locked in at that low $199 with your discounts.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So what I'll need to do, Earl, is I'll need to gather some information from you. Let me grab my screen here, and I'm going to grab that listing because I want to close that down before somebody else gets a hold of it. So let me do that quick. I'm so glad we found you, too. We had actually had a couple of companies asking for the listing earlier today, and it turned out they weren't qualified. So I was so happy when Lulu said she had somebody that was qualified for us. That's great news. And I'm glad
I've been getting phone calls all day today from this. I got another guy that called me from 411.
Probably because the listing is open. Yep, absolutely. Yeah, and once we get you set up here today, those calls will stop. You're getting the calls because you have a good rating and the position is open for programming. So that doesn't surprise me. Okay, Earl. And then let's see here. What is your last name, please?
Braun, B-R-A-U-N.
All right. And then I don't need your digits just yet. But on the credit card that you're going to use today, is your middle initial up here or is it just first and last?
It's not mine. It's my brother-in-law's. He's helping me get started.
Okay. All right. Let's see here. Let's do this.
My bank account will get set till Sunday.
Okay.
It's Saturday, rather. I'm sorry.
No problem. So let me pop into another screen here.
Sounds like you're working from home.
I am. I actually, we're based in California, but I work remotely from my home in Colorado.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I heard a dog earlier.
Yes, yeah.
That's why I didn't go in my house yet, because I got a whole bunch of them that were barking. So I didn't go in my house yet.
Well, and this one, I picked the quiet one in the litter, and he is the most talkative dog we have ever had, ever. He's
I got six dogs in a townhouse.
You got what?
Six dogs in a townhouse and five cats.
Oh,
wow. It's never quiet.
Oh, my gosh.
It's never quiet.
No, it isn't here either. We have three dogs and two cats. I get a moment of silence every once in a while. Usually, like, after
all, we didn't have it till my sister-in-law passed away, and then my brother-in-law moved in with his dogs and cats.
Oh,
so we didn't have that before.
Sure.
So he brought his three dogs and his cats. We only had two cats, and we had three dogs. So he brought his three, and now I got six dogs and five cats.
No, one big happy family. And Earl, and a teenager too. My gosh! Wow.
Yep.
Wow. What is your email address, Earl?
It's brawnc61@yahoo.com.
That was two.
I have another one too. I got a Gmail too. Huh?
Whichever one is easier for you to get to.
Well, I'm in the one right now. I'm in the Yahoo one.
Yahoo, no problem. That's perfect. So it was brawn261@yahoo.
It's brawn, B-R-A-U-N, C as in cat, 61, at yahoo.com.
Got it. There we go. Thank you. And then, so I'll need your brother-in-law's first and last, if it says that appears on the card.
Ed.
Ed.
Urban.
And is it spelled Ed on the card, or is it spelled like Edward?
Edward.
Edward. Yeah. And is there a middle initial on there?
J.
J. And you said Urban. U-R-B-A-N.
E-R-D. M-A-N.
Oh, I'm glad I asked. E-R-D-M-A-N. All right. And then, let me see. The phone number for him that would be attached to that credit card billing. Probably his cell phone.
Right now we're using mine, because I've been using it for everything. I've been purchasing everything through that.
Okay. And that's 443. I'm sorry.
243-1971.
243-1971.
Beautiful. For that.
And then is that also your business line?
What's that?
Are you also using that number as your business line?
Yes, that's the business phone number. Yep.
Perfect. All right. And then I'm going to pop back over here. Let's see. Okay. So I've got to fix something here real quick. Okay.
Now, I'll be changing that information probably Saturday, because I'll have my own, the business will have its own credit account and all that.
No problem.
I've got it more working.
You bet. Okay. I'm running through my checklist here. Okay. Here we are. Okay. Good. Got that fixed. All right. And then... Okay. I'm doing some copies. So part of my job is to make sure that we get all of your information in here correctly. We don't want any errors. So I'm skimming through periodically looking for typos. And as we verify things, then I'm updating as I go. I'm just copying and pasting over and double checking one against the other, make sure I've got them right. Okay, that looks good. And then the way I'm showing your company name written is Earls, E-A-R-L apostrophe S, and Sun Pressure Washing, LLC. Is that correct?
Yes.
Awesome. Okay, and then are you at 1851 Simmons Court?
Yep, Simmons Court, yep.
Oh, Simons, thank you. And that's Edgewood, Maryland. Is that 21040?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. And I'm going to grab your website address. Put that in there. Okay, that looks good. All right, and let's go ahead and run through your services again. So I'm going to say power wash or, well, pressure washing. first. And then soft wash. And then I'm going to say driveway washing, deck washing, roof. You said patio, sidewalk. I'm going to say parking lot. Let's see. Oh, you probably wash siding too, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Soft washing, yes.
Perfect. Let's see.
And I wash stucco too.
Oh. Good. Gutters?
Yes.
Okay. So I've got pressure washing, soft washing, driveway, deck, and this has all got everything. It's got washing behind it. I'll sound like a broken record, though. driveway, deck, roof, patio, sidewalk, parking lot, siding, stucco, gutter. I feel like I'm missing something, though.
Dumpster pads.
Ah, thank you. Okay. Any others I missed?
Let's see, vinyl fencing.
Oh, yes.
Basically anything pressure washing, really. I'm not going to get into fleet washing or nothing like that. I'm not going to be washing the trucks or nothing like that unless I have to.
Okay.
Unless I have to fall back to it. And I even thought about later on if it gets, we don't get much snow here anymore. We used to.
Oh.
If we get into that, I might get into snow removal if I have to.
Oh, well, and definitely if you do decide to add that on and start doing snow removal, let us know. We'll get that into your keywords right away so that you can start getting business from it.
Oh, okay.
All right, Earl. And now let's go ahead and schedule your onboarding call. So this is a call with your technician. What they'll do is, first and foremost, quality control. Make sure I took all of your information accurately. And then talk about what you want in your logo, what you want on your website, how to get photos to us. They'll also get you into your...
I got lots of photos.
Wonderful. Good. We'll
I got four-story Victorian houses I've washed.
Oh.
Every house I've washed is... The cheapest house I've washed is $539,000.
No kidding. Wow. That's crazy. I bet you've got some beautiful photos then. I mean, beautiful
work on
beautiful properties too. That's awesome. Yeah, we can definitely use those photos. All right. Let's see. Oh, they'll also get you into your reporting dashboard. So you'll have an area on our back end that you can log in anytime in real time and see how many clicks and calls you're getting, where those searches were performed from. That's where you'll be able to upload photos for us, all kinds of things you can do in that dashboard. So let's see. Today is pretty well shot. But let's see about tomorrow.
Yeah, my last Google and the clicks that came on there was 279 on Google.
279. Oh, you're right.
275 people looking at my site.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
And then it just stopped.
Wow. Well, we'll get you back up and running again.
It's like I was the man in the room that farted and Google didn't like it.
Oh, my gosh. You know, it's probably some silly glitch somewhere or a couple of glitches. We'll get it straightened out for you, though. Let's see. So tomorrow we've got, so we blocked out an hour for the call, but it typically only takes 25 to 30 minutes. And I do like to schedule it at your earliest convenience. We don't like to take your money and then not get to work. And this call is where we really roll up our sleeves and get to work. So let's see. We've got, tomorrow we've got an 11 o'clock or a noon or,
I'm taking my mother-in-law to the doctor's. So I'll be sitting in the car for about an hour or so. So I could probably do it while I'm sitting in the car.
Okay. And would it be the 11 o'clock or noon?
Well, her appointment's at about 1.
Okay. So let me see. Unfortunately.
Maybe like 1:30 be good.
Unfortunately, they're booked solid. It looks like there's 11 or noon or 4. 5 or 6 o'clock. Doesn't look like we're gonna hit it during doctor time.
Yeah. Let's just do it. What did you say? 6 o'clock? You said.
Yes.
I don't want to do it that late. You said 4 o'clock too.
Yes, there's a 4 o'clock. You got it.
Let's do the 4 o'clock.
You got it. Oh, wait a second. Let me look at that again. Ah, yes. That works. Okay. So let me put that in here. I'm going to grab your slot because they're filling up fast today. The day before Halloween week.
Yeah, I just need to get business in. That's all I want.
Absolutely.
And not all these junk calls of people just... Like, I had one guy tell me how to do my job, and I've been doing it for a long time. And I'm like,
what do you mean?
I mean, like, I'm not cleaning your gutters, but I got certain ways to do it.
And he
was telling me how to do it, and I was like, well, I told him, I said, you're just going to have to find somebody else then, because I'm not like, going to argue with people. Arguing before I even get to the job, I don't go to them.
Wow.
It's just going to be a headache all the way through.
That's kind of ballsy. I mean, if he knows how to do it, why is he doing it himself? Why'd he call you?
Yeah.
Right? Wow.
Yeah, well, he called him a visor, and I called him back. I said, you got gutter cleans. I set up an appointment. I was setting up an estimate with him. And he's like, well, how much experience you got? What you been doing? Can you do this? Are you doing this? You got an A-frame ladder? I'm like, I got everything I need to do what I need to do. Let me come and give you an estimate. And he wouldn't even let me even do that. He just kept, well, you don't know what you're doing. And hung up on me. I'm like, okay, whatever.
All righty. Saved you some trouble, it sounds like.
That's right. just people like that you don't go deal with.
Right, exactly.
You'll never get your money. You'll just get a headache out of them.
Yep, that's exactly right.
You gotta argue with somebody.
Yep.
You gotta argue with them before you even get started or even look at it. That's not even helpful.
Exactly. You know, I used to run into that when I was in construction, too. I owned a remodeling company here in Colorado, and it was amazing how many people would try to tell us how to do our jobs.
My dad and I had our own construction business for 30 something years.
Oh, so you ran into it too, for sure.
Yeah, I've ran into it a lot. Yeah, I know what customers not to deal with and which ones to deal with.
Right, exactly. All right, Earl, I've got an email headed your direction. The subject line, well, it'll be the only one on the way, but the subject line is local/CIE. And when that one gets there, hopefully it doesn't go into your junk, but it's possible.
What's it called again?
Local/CIE is the subject line.
I don't see anything yet. Hold on, here it is. Let's see.
Yay.
I got, local/CIEDN.
Fantastic. Awesome. So if you could open that up, it's a calendar invite, and there should be a yes, no, maybe option. if you could hit the yes, that would be great. That'll reserve your appointment.
What's the downloads on that? I didn't see the...
What?
And then it's got Ed's name on here as a company.
Oh, actually, that would be personal name. So I do have, I have to have his name in there since it's his credit card, but I do also have yours is in there as the contact person.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm glad you asked about that so I didn't leave you wondering.
Yeah, this should be no name and invite. I don't know. I'll download that, so they are.
See if that did. Was there a yes, no, maybe option there? Oh, perfect.
Yes,
you got
it.
Awesome. Thank you. So yes, it shows up as your brother-in-law, but you're listed. So the account is in his name temporarily until the billing goes through. But I've got you listed as the contact person. And then once you switch cards over, we can wipe his name out of there completely. So no problem there. And then I sent two other emails. Whoops, I forgot to hit send on the second one. Let me make sure that's got your discounts, though. Okay, good. So got two more emails. Both of them are informational. One is information on the dashboard and analytics area, and the other one is the exact price and package with all of the inclusions so that you've got that for your records. And then I'm going to send you a couple of text messages here, too. So the first text that I'm going to send over is my direct contact information. So I am and will remain the lead on your account. If you ever have any unresolved problems or even just questions, let me know. You'll deal with your technician more than you will with me on a normal basis, but I am and always will be here if you have problems or questions. Even if you were calling yelling at me for something, I would still pick up the phone and listen and then fix it. So just so you know that, I'm always here for you. And then the second text message is customer support. That's where you'll reach your technician. And then I'm going to send you a third text, and that is information on the call tracking and how that works. Let's see, and I'm going to do a couple more check boxes on my end. Website, yes, and we're using your domain name. Let's see, there it is. Okay.
Actually, on my web page is all my pictures too on the ones on Google.
Oh, okay. So me, it could be. I guess if we can get into that back end on that site, that we'll be able to pull those down too. Then. Okay, so Earl, I've got an optional item for you. There's no additional charge for it. It's our Splash app. So it's an app that you would download from the Play Store, installs on your existing cell phone, and your cell phone will operate the way it currently operates. It'll just happen to have an app on it that has its own unique phone number, which would be local to you. So what most of our clients use it for is they use it as their business line. So they use it as a way to keep their business and personal phones separate or numbers separate. But beyond that, all of the calls that come through it are recorded. So let's say you've got your hands full standing on a roof, washing somebody's roof, and you get a call from a customer. You can't put everything down to go write everything down, but you can listen and ask questions and get all of the information you need about their project. And then later, when you're done with your job, you can go back and listen to the call and pick out address and all the specifications and everything that you would need. Plus, as you add employees, each employee can have their own number on the system as well. So they would also install the Splash app, and their version of it would have another phone number. So then you'd all be basically on the same phone system. But let's say you fire Joe Doe employee, and you don't want him to have access to your company's client lists or contacts anymore. All you have to do is let us know, and we can cut off his access to the app immediately. So cutting off any access that he would have had to your clients. Is that something you'd be interested in?
Right now it's just going to be me and my son. I mean, he's not even helping me really.
Okay. So maybe not for now.
I'm not
really
hiring nobody.
Okay.
What's that?
Maybe not for now.
I'll probably do it later on though. Yeah.
No problem. If you ever decide that you'd like to have that, just let us know. It's an easy add, and it doesn't cost anything either.
Okay.
And then for us to contact you, Earl, do you prefer phone, text, or email? And then what would you like to show for your hours of operation?
8 in the morning till 6 p.m. in the evening, Monday through Saturday.
Perfect. And then, again, no additional charge. Would you like us to add a feature on your website where you could send people to make payment to you? So, for example, through PayPal or the Cash App, Venmo.
I have Cash App. I have that. I have Zelle.
Okay.
I don't. Well, Zelle goes to my wife.
Okay.
My Cash App is on my phone.
Okay. Did you want Zelle on there as well, or just the Cash App?
Probably Cash App. I have a Square reader.
Okay.
Square credit card reader.
I'm going to make a note that you use Square, too. They may have an integration for that. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
And then, so your address is your home address. So what I'm going to do for your Google Business Profile is I'm going to tell them not to publish it, because who of us really wants our home address right on our Google Business Profile? So you'll still show up as a pin in the map, in that general area, but not so close that some crazy could find you and drive to your house. Just keep your family safe.
That wouldn't do them no good anyway.
What do you mean?
I'm an ex-Marine. That wouldn't do them no good at all.
Oh, hey, thank you for your service.
Yeah, many years ago.
And yes, you're absolutely right. It wouldn't do them much good, would it?
Yeah, they'd get past the dog first.
Yep, exactly. I'm
for that. Could be time to load everything up.
Yeah, exactly. I'm former military too, and I also I just retired from it just last year. Was a firearms instructor and privately, and I taught concealed carry was the main class that I taught. So,
cool. I was a sniper in the Marine Corps, and then I went to Special Forces with the Navy SEALs. Got Navy SEALs training, and I got out of SEALs way back about a month before the Iraq War started.
Wow. Talk about timing. And for me too, actually, I got out of the Army just before the Desert Storm, the first Gulf War. My unit was sent over. I kept holding my breath waiting to get recalled, but they must have had enough warm bodies because they didn't appear to me.
I could have took him out 2 months ago, 2 months way before all that. I was there for a month and a half way before that.
Oh, wow. Wow.
I was one on the roof sending lasers
coordinates for bombs.
That sounds like fun. It really does sound like a lot of fun. The louder and the more bang and the more flash it makes, the more fun it is. Well, I mean, unless it's coming in.
Depends how close it is to you.
Exactly.
Depends if it's right over your head.
Yeah, that's no fun. That's a little unnerving.
They teach us to run into it, but they don't teach you to stay away from it.
Yeah, exactly. We're the idiots running the wrong direction. Exactly.
And for the wrong governments, too.
Yeah.
If I would have known all these years it took the Iraq War, for them to leave the Iraq War to find out how much of a scam all this stuff was.
Right? I know. It's crazy. Okay.
That's okay.
Well, where did it go? Where is that? There we are. Okay. So the next thing I want to do, Earl, is I want to set up your, it's a security and security question and answer. We set this up because there are so many fakes out there. Yelp is a really good one for calling you after we get your listing done. MapQuest, I believe, does it too. And they're really good for, I'm trying to find a way to say this without sounding horrible and without slighting them. telling you that you need their subscription in order for your website to whatever. Couple things you need to know. We don't ever call you asking for more money, first thing. So that would be your first tip off. It's not us. Second thing, whatever their offer is, you are free to accept or decline as you see fit, but know that it'll have zero bearing on what we're doing, one direction or the other, good or bad. We'll do the free listings for you, and that's truly all you need. So whatever they tell you you have to have, you don't have to have. But because there are so many of those fakes, I had a client email me this morning and he says, I used my security challenge and they didn't know the answer. So they were trying to tell him they were from Google and they needed to charge him $200. And I was really glad he used his challenge question, because he thought it was us for a minute there. But even if they say they're from Local Splash, I would ask the challenge question anyway. If it's us, we're not going to be offended. The only people that are going to be offended are the ones trying to rip you off. So,
okay.
Yeah. So we've got three choices. I know, real high security, but we've got mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
The city I was born in.
Okay. And what city would that be?
I'm going to put down Baltimore.
Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
If I could type, there we go. Baltimore. There we go. I typed it twice and it didn't match, so it was kicking it back. But we got it. Okay, good. And then I'm going to set up your subscription, get your discounts on here. Oh, come on, computer. There it goes. Okay. It's thinking about it. Sometimes it takes it a second. There we go. All right. And then I assume there isn't a company name on your brother-in-law's card, right?
No.
Okay. And then phone number 443-243.